Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yomim Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Mezechus Bab Metzia Daf Chaf Av. The second parak El Metzias. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the second parak begins El Metzias Shalom. These fines belong to him. They will chayv lahachriz, and these he is obligated to announce so the owner can come to reclaim it. The first list begins, Matzah Peros Mufuzarin. If he found scattered produce, Malz Mufuzaros, scattered coins, and numerous other items which have no simon, no identifying mark, the finder may keep them because the owner despairs of retrieving them. Rabbi Yitzchak explains the first case as a kav's volume of produce spread over an area of Dalet Amos. The Gemara said, if the produce appears to have fallen from its owner, even a greater amount of produce found should belong to the finder since he despairs of recovering it. If it appears to have been placed there intentionally, even a smaller amount should not belong to the finder since the owner intends to come back for it. The Gemara explains that the case is Bekanishta de Beidari, with grain left at the gathering up from the winnowing place, where the owner took the bulk of the threshed grain and left this behind. An amount less than a kav spread over Dalet Amos is not worth the effort to retrieve, and the owner abandons them. Rabbi Yirmi opposed numerous inquiries to determine if the primary factor is the retrievable produce's value or the effort involved in retrieving them. Point number two, Amoraim discuss Yehu Shalom Adas, despair without awareness, where the owner would despair of retrieving his article if he would know it was lost, but is not yet aware. Abai says, Lo havi yeush, it's not considered despair, and Rava says it is. The Gemara first clarifies the case. If the article has a simon, then the finder may not keep it, even if the owner eventually explicitly despairs, since at the time he found it, bi'asuruhu da'asiyade, it came into his hand in a prohibited state, since the owner was not expected to despair. If it was swept away by the sea, he may keep it even if it had a simon, as the Gemara will later darshan. The argument is about an article which lacks a simon. Abai says the situation is not considered yeush, the haluyada denafamine, because the owner does not know that it fell from him, so he is actually not despaired. Rava says it is considered yeush, since the owner will despair as soon as he realizes he lost it because it lacks a simon. Mahashta hud miyayush, therefore he is considered to have despaired from now when it's lost. And point number three, Abai's challenge from our mission, which states, Malz mefuzaros hari el shalo, if one found scattered coins, these belong to him. But since the owner may not be aware that he lost them, he is not yet despaired of retrieving them, and they should not be permitted to keep. The Gemara answers by applying Rabbi Yitzchak's principle. Adam asui l'mashvish b'kis b'cho shav v'sha. A person is accustomed to touching his purse constantly to check if his money is still there. Therefore, we can assume the owner became aware of his loss and despaired before the coins were discovered. This principle is also used to explain why one may keep lashonos shel argamon, tongues of purple wool. As the Gemara explains, agav dechashive mashmushim mimashmish v'hu. Since they are valuable, he constantly touches them to check they are there. The same explains a brice which teaches that one may keep money found in synagogues or any place which is frequented by many people. So once again, the three points are number one. The second parak begins, El Metzio Shalo, these fines belong to him, the El Chai V'Hachris, and these he's obligated to announce so the owner can come to reclaim it. The first list begins, Matzah Peros Mufuzarin, if he found scattered produce, Malz Mufuzaros, scattered coins, and numerous other items which have no simon, no identifying mark, the finder may keep them because the owner despairs of retrieving them. Rabbi Yitzchak explains the first case as a kav's volume of produce spread over an area of Dalet Amos. The Gemara said, if the produce appears to have fallen from its owner, even a greater amount of produce found should belong to the finder since he despairs of recovering it. If it appears to have been placed there intentionally, even a smaller amount should not belong to the finder since the owner intends to come back for it. The Gemara explains that the case is Bekanishta de Beidari, with grain left at the gathering up from the winnowing place, where the owner took the bulk of the threshed grain and left this behind. An amount less than a kav spread over Dalet Amos is not worth the effort to retrieve, and the owner abandons them. Rabbi Yirmi opposed numerous inquiries to determine if the primary factor is the retrievable produce's value or the effort involved in retrieving them. Point number two, Amoraim discuss Yehu Shalom Adas, despair without awareness, where the owner would despair of retrieving his article if he would know it was lost, but is not yet aware. Abai says, Lo havi yeush, it's not considered despair, and Rava says it is. The Gemara first clarifies the case. If the article has a simon, then the finder may not keep it, even if the owner eventually explicitly despairs, since at the time he found it, bi'asuruhu da'asiyade, it came into his hand in a prohibited state, since the owner was not expected to despair. If it was swept away by the sea, he may keep it even if it had a simon, as the Gemara will later darshan. The argument is about an article which lacks a simon. Abai says the situation is not considered yeush, the haluyada de nafamine, because the owner does not know that it fell from him. So he is actually not despaired. Rava says it is considered yeush, since the owner will despair as soon as he realizes he lost it because it lacks a simon. Mahashta hu d'miyayush. Therefore, he is considered to have despaired from now when it's lost. And point number three, Abai's challenge from our mission, which states, Mals mefuzaros hari ilu shalo. If one found scattered coins, these belong to him. But since the owner may not be aware that he lost them, he has not yet despaired of retrieving them, and they should not be permitted to keep. The Gemara answers by applying Rabbi Yitzchak's principle. Adam asui lo mashvish bekis b'chol shav v'shav. A person is accustomed to touching his purse constantly to check if his money is still there. Therefore, we can assume the owner became aware of his loss and despaired before the coins were discovered. This principle is also used to explain why one may keep lashono shel argaman, tongues of purple wool. As the Gemara explains, agav dechashive mashmushim mimashvish v'hu. Since they are valuable, he constantly touches them to check they are there. The same explains a brice which teaches that one may keep money found in synagogues or any place which is frequented by many people. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard siman is a car, because Bostonians is pronounced a car as a ka. So here goes. The Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Shalom Edas, but quickly pulled over to take the money lying on the ground because people constantly check their wallets. Once again, slow motion. The Eil Metzias Mobile, that must be one Daf Chaf Aleph, Ka. The Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, which reminds us. Rabbi Yitzchak explains the first case of the Mishnah of scattered fruit that belonged to the finder as a cob's volume of produce spread over an area of Dalet Amos. The Gemara teaches the case of Bekanishta de Beidari, with grain left at the gathering up from the winnowing place, where the owner took the bulk of threshed grain and left this behind. An amount less than a cob spread over Dalet Amos is not worth the effort to retrieve, and the owner abandons them. Rabbi Yirmi opposed numerous inquiries to determine if the primary factor is the retrievable produce's value or the effort involved in retrieving them. So the Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Lomidas, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed Yeush Lomidas, despair without awareness, where the owner would despair of retrieving his article if he knew it was lost, but is not yet aware. Abai says, Lohavi Yeush, it's not considered despair, and Rava says it is. The Malchokas is about an article which lacks a simon. Abai says the situation is not considered Yeush, the Haluyada, the Nafamine, because the owner does not know that it fell from him, so he has not actually despaired. Rava says it is considered Yeush, since the owner will despair as soon as he realizes he lost it because it lacks a simon. Mahashtu hud miyayush. Therefore, he is considered to have despaired from now when it's lost. So the Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Lomidas, but quickly pulled over to take the money lying on the ground because people constantly check their wallets, which reminds us, a bias challenge from our mission, which states, Maz Mefuzaros Hari Elu Shalo. If one found scattered coins, these belong to him. But since the owner may not be aware that he lost them, he is not yet despaired of retrieving them, and they should not be permitted to keep. The Gemara answers by applying Rabbi Yitzchak's principle, Adam Asui Umashmesh Bekisa B'chol Shav V'shav. A person is accustomed to touching his purse constantly to check if his money is still there. Therefore, we can assume the owner became aware of his loss and despaired before the coins were discovered. So once again, the Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Lomidas, but quickly pulled over to take the money lying on the ground because people constantly check their wallets. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bah Chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Sim Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Hursak Kafran Motors, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if a lender tells a debtor, you owe me a mana, which the debtor completely denies, and then aid him testify that he did borrow, v'chazavah amar parati, and he subsequently said, I paid the debt afterwards, Hursak Kafran owes some mammon. He's established as a liar regarding that money since he was caught lying about it and is not believed that he paid without presenting aid him. So the used car salesman from Hukusa Kafran Motors, who was upset when a shtar for a loan he took out that day was found and returned to the lender, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if someone finds a shtar which is certified, and the date written in it is that very day, he should return it to the owner. The loan was definitely issued since it's certified. As far as possible payment, we're not concerned about payment on the very day the debt was issued, which is very unlikely. So the used car salesman from Hukusa Kafran Motors, who was upset when a shtar for a loan he took out that day was found and returned to the lender, was also not believed when he claimed he paid his wife's ksuba and was told he has said nothing since a ksuba is a maisa basin, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Aton achar maisa basin." If someone claims he paid an obligation imposed by an act of basin, such as a ksuba and feeding one's wife and daughters, lo markum, he has said nothing and is not believed. He explains that anyone claiming an obligation imposed by basin is commanded not kishtar biyadidam, like one holding a document recording the obligation in his hand. Daf Yud Ches. So the Siman Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because ben Yud Ches will chuppah. Someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. When the kala under the chuppah, that must be on daf Yud Ches. When the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which he needed to remarry, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why a get is not like an ordinary shtar for collecting her ksuba. Although one normally cannot claim payment against the shtar, which one should have destroyed, here the husband can say he cannot rip up her get since she needed as proof of divorce in order to remarry. So when the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, the rabbi informed those present that although her get had been lost, it was returned to her, even though it was found in an area with caravans where other gittin fell, which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if someone found gittin gift documents or receipts, they are not returned to the written recipient because the author may have reconsidered and never given the shtar. The Gemara infers, ha'amar tnu, nostin, if the author said to give the documents, we would give them. Now, this contradicts a mishnah which teaches that if a get was sent and lost, then if it was found immediately, it may be used, but if not, it cannot be used because it may be someone else's get. Rabbi answers, Kan b'makum shayaros mitsuyos. That mishnah is where caravans are common, increasing the likelihood that it fell from someone else. So, when the kohen of the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, the rabbi informed those present that although her get had been lost, it was returned to her, even though it was found in an area with caravans where other gittin fell, because her ex-husband told him about the hole right next to his name, which reminds us. Ravashi says, a get found after a long time could be used where the husband says there's a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havali Simon Mufa, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Ravashi is only willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole. But if he merely says that it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient. The reason is Mesapagai Simanim Idaraisi Idarabanan. Ravashi is uncertain if ordinary simanim upon which we rely to return lost objects are sufficient evidence on a deraisa level or only midarabanan and therefore cannot be used for gittin. Daf Yud Tes. So the Siman Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The luxury yacht. Yacht? That must be on Daf Yud Tes. The luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who cannot recover their produce when they fail to prove the dates of their gittin, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why returning a get will not cause a loss to possible buyers of the wife's field's produce. The Gemara explains that when the wife comes to collect the produce, we tell her, bring proof when the get reached your hand. The Gemara explains this because the buyer's reason is that the get was returned to her to be able to remarry, and not necessarily because the date was verified. So the luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who could not recover their produce when they failed to prove the dates of their gittin was on a consolation trip to the exotic Daitiki Island, where gravely ill people wrote wills without a kinyan, which reminds us. Bryce discusses the gift documents mentioned in the Mishnah. Ezuli Daitiki, what is a Daitiki? It's a contraction of Dat Dehele Mekam Lios. This shall be valid and lasting, referring to a sick bed will, which is effective without a kinyan, provided the person dies of his illness. So the luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who could not recover their produce when they failed to prove the dates of their gittin was on a consolation trip to the exotic Daitiki Island, where gravely ill people wrote wills without a kinyan, and saw their lost wills being given to the recipients without concern, because the Shchimira can retract, which reminds us, the more discusses returning a Daitiki or gift document, where the property may have been given to someone else. Regarding the benefactor himself, he's able to retract his gift while he's alive. Dav Chaf, so the Siman Dav Chaf is a cafe, so here goes. At the lost and found Shtar's cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. At the Lost and Found Staros Cafe, where a man was just giving back his shova for his wife's ksuba based on her admission, without concern that she sold her ksuba, which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that if one found the shova a receipt indicating payment of a ksuba, and the woman admits she was paid, the shova is returned to the husband. The more so we should be concerned the shova was written in Nisan but not given until Tishrei, when the ksuba was actually paid. Since the woman may have sold her ksuba to someone in the interim, returning the shova to the husband enables him to unlawfully avoid paying it to this buyer. Rav answers that this price approves Shmuel's opinion. One who sells a document of debt to his fellow and later forgives the debt is forgiven. Since she can forgive the debt to her husband, we're not concerned that returning the shova may defraud the ksuba's buyer. So at the Lost and Found Staros Cafe, where a man was just giving back his shova for his wife's ksuba based on her admission, without concern that she sold her ksuba, right near the Maisa Basin section for retrieving certificates of Chalitza Miyun and other Basin documents, a mava pulled out of Simpon stating the debt was paid to mock the lova, since it was invalid. Which reminds us, Rav said, Simpon Yotz Mitachas Yidei Malva, regarding a receipt found in the lender's possession, even if it's written in his own handwriting, Ino al Kemesachek Upasel, it merely mocks the borrower and is invalid. Although the lender himself wrote it, it's possible he wrote it in advance, reasoning that the borrower may come late on Friday afternoon to make payment and will only pay if the lender gives him a receipt. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the ones one cannot return a lost get if it was found in a place where caravans are common? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 2. Which definitely when one can return any mice of basin, such as Shtari Chalitza Umiyunin, to the one named in the document? That's on Dav Chaf. Good. Number 3. Which definitely one that Shmuel holds that a lost Shtar Haknal can be returned to the lender, because if it was the debtor's, he would have ripped it up? That's on Dav Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which definitely one a person checks his pockets constantly, so a case of losing money would not be Yeshua Modas? That's on Dav Chafaf. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that one can return a star to its owner that was written that day? That's on Dav Yud Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which of the case of one finding fruit that was scattered over Dalet Amos? That's on Dav Chafaf. Good. Number 7. Which of the one about the case of one who bought property knowing the seller didn't own it, and we learn the 2 explanations given as to why he did it? That's on Dav Tezvav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we machok as a vine rub regarding Yehu Shalom Adas? That's on Dav Chafav. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that a simpon found in the lender's possession merely mocks the borrower and is invalid? That's on Dav Chaf. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we want divorced women trying to collect their produce need to prove the dates of their gittin? That's on Dav Yotas. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Rumgold from Zuchu, wishing you a great day and great learning.